News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk. A week ago last Thursday morning, 8 a.m., surprise state jail inspection for 2 days. As you'll hear the sheriff say, they passed again with flying colors.
The jail inspector showed up from the Commission on Jail Standards, and he was here to complete his 2-day surprise inspection of our jail. For 2 days, we assist him in looking at every little part of our operation, from, you know, the paperwork on booking and all the required things that we have to do, all the way to the actual operations of the life safety devices, like the fire alarms and the smoke purge and things like that. So he tests all those things, look at all the plumbing and make sure that it all works, and then interviews inmates, and all that's part of his inspection process. And in the end, he gives us a report. So in this case, our report was that we met all the minimum standards for jails, and that he was approving our jail and certifying it for the next year.
I have lost track now. How many years has the detention center been open?
Yikes. Let's see.
sorry, just bring that one on.
So the newest constructed part of our jail we occupied almost 8 years ago. And so we've got today 670 inmates in that facility.
With a maximum population of, or so maximum capacity, I should say.
Our maximum capacity is 1,088.
You never take these sort of things for granted.
You know, we don't. We work very hard to stay in compliance and make sure that we're providing, you know, the all the things that are expected of any jail in Texas, and making sure that, you know, we're, you know, the food preparations, the menu, which is approved by the state, that we're following all those guidelines for nutrition, and, you know, the medical, all the things that we need to provide, and the safe and secure environment is what they look at. And so it is gratifying to know that our inspector found very little to even comment on. And the few comments we got, you know, we were actually able to fix. One was a plumbing problem, and we fixed that while he was here. Another was a loose bunk. We fixed that while he was here. So, you know, there was really nothing else that he could comment. In fact, he was very, very complimentary on the way we operate our jail.
Which was going to be my next question, would be the observations that may not be in the report about how well things are operated at the jail.
Our jail inspector has been with us now for several years, and he says, you know, every time he leaves here, he said that we operate a good jail, and he's always impressed with our operations, and this was no different.
Anything else that I've missed?
We do take this very seriously. We have a person who's considered our compliance officer, and their job is to follow up and make sure that every piece of our operations meets standards, and you know, to stay on top of it. But in the end, I have to compliment our staff, from our jail administrator, Wayne Dickey, all the way down to our line officers that, you know, actually work in the detention center and with the inmates on a daily basis. You know, they're the ones that make it work. They're the ones that make sure that that's a safe and secure environment, and they're the ones to respond to, you know, anytime we have issues with an inmate, whether it's medical or mental or, you know, a disruption, you know, they're on top of it. They handle it professionally, and we go on with our business.
Do you know offhand how many are employed in the jail side?
Our jail operation has about 172 paid staff. the inspector does evaluate the staff, you know, checks all the control rooms, pushes every button in the whole jail to test that it works and to test our response. So, you know, those things are critical. Know that we can respond to the inmates when they need us in an emergency, for whatever reason. But also, you know, like when they set off the fire alarm, they actually smoke up a cell and, with a smoke bomb, and it sets off the fire alarm, and our officers have to grab their air packs and the hoses and respond in a timely fashion. And, you know, he's got a stopwatch, and so we passed that, with flying colors, and then the smoke purge system came on and evacuated the smoke. And so, you know, those are all things that, that's part of the test that, you know, we have to pass.
Thanks again to Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk for the update following the two-day surprise state jail inspection. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.